where are we? 8:37. No public comment. Does that ever happen?
Very rare that people are in, yeah.
Yeah, probably because of the time we have our meeting.
Also, nobody has to come in to be usually interviewed. We tend to tell people that they're welcome to come to these meetings, but they're not required.
Yeah.
It's more of when it goes to the Board of Selectmen. So if you two recommend someone for one of these vacancies, it then goes to the Board of Selectmen meeting. And that's when we ask that they attend. So that way, as a full board, you can hear from them and ask them any kind of questions. They can explain why they might be a good fit.
Yep.
So that why we that's why we don't say you have to come to both of them.
Yeah.
But if it works and if they want, they are always welcome. I always let them know when it is. And then that's why it would be up to them. So it could
and
be a combination.
Comment would mean, you know, members of the public, not necessarily the people that
applicants
apply.
As well, yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Great.
So we have minutes here. They look acceptable.
They look acceptable to me.
Minutes are acceptable.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So first...
Richard Barlow.
Yes.
You know about Richard Barlow?
I do know about Richard Barlow. Former first selectman, right?
Yeah. In town forever.
Yep.
His mother was tax clerk, town clerk for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Back when if you brought a deed in to be registered, then somebody would copy it into the records.
Right.
So you go back, and there's her writing. She's copied how many deeds into the record.
Right.
Yeah.
And he knows the charter very well.
He
can
does.
Spout it out.
Yes, he does.
It's always impressive to me at the meetings. Like, actually, I do know.
he's a former state employee, deputy commissioner of the whatever. Whatever department had to do with water.
And now town hearing officer.
Yep.
It looks like, right?
I think he did pick up that.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
So, I think he would be a great addition to the board. The Commission on Aging.
Yeah. The Commission on Aging has four vacancies, right?
Including the chair, if I'm understanding correctly?
Yes.
So we need some active participants.
Somebody who has a little sense of control. And that would be Dick.
Yep. So...
You want to make a recommendation?
I move to add to approve Mr. Barlow to the Commission on Aging.
What we'll do, yes.
question mark?
So, yes.
How's that sound?
Usually the motion would be that you make a motion to recommend bringing Dick Barlow in front of the Board of Selectmen to be appointed at, yeah.
Yes.
So we're just doing the recommendation here. We're not actually appointing.
Appointing.
Yes.
So I take that one back and to try again, I make a motion to recommend Mr. Barlow to the Board of Selectmen to be appointed to the Commission on Aging.
I second that.
Great.
Perfect.
First one, we did it.
Yeah. Okay. Tammy Dolberger.
What an impressive resume Tammy has.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has more insurance experience than most.
Right. So we're really... you know, I don't know her, but as far as all the time she's spent in insurance,
Yeah.
We're hitting a home run here.
Yeah. I think so, too. Yeah. Please, Tammy.
She may end up becoming the chairman. Do we have a chairman now?
For the insurance committee, I'm not sure if that's Elizabeth. Elizabeth Windsor is also part of the insurance committee, but I know that they have a meeting actually later, so she was
later
initially
today.
The temporary insurance chair, yes. Now we have a permanent.
Looking up the... It's not on... Okay, so these are all the vacancies. It's not on the roster, right?
No, because the insurance is new.
Committee.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, then
it's something new.
Yeah, I think that this Tammy would be a great addition to the new committee to help get our ducks in a row.
And so that's a recommendation on your part.
I make a motion to recommend Tammy to the Board of Selectmen to fill the vacancy on the insurance committee.
Yeah, and I'm in favor of that too.
Great. And less information on our next applicant for the insurance committee. Mm-hmm. Do you know Anne?
I do not.
Me neither.
She wants to be on the insurance committee too.
Yes. So she has.
I always wonder about a signature. It's just a personal thing, the signature, you know, it's like... Having taught handwriting to first graders for 30 years.
So she has...
Pay attention to somebody's handwriting.
Right.
And, Dick and Tammy, I like to assume I can tell a lot about Tammy from her handwriting.
A very robust application she submitted, which is impressive. But
Tammy?
Yes. But yeah. Anne does have good experience. Associate in commercial underwriting management, associate in insurance, risk management, premium auditing.
Yeah.
I think that... That checks the boxes for what we're looking for the...
So she and Tammy will be great additions, and Elizabeth will be... Elizabeth's better career in insurance, too,
yes.
I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
A dream team.
Dream team. There you go.
I make a motion to recommend Anne for the insurance committee to the Board of Selectmen.
Okay.
Second?
And I approve.
Do you second that motion?
I second.
Perfect. Love that for us. We're breezing through. Okay, absenteeism. That's next up, right? Right. So, what does... Is reviewing... Both the absentee record and the vacancies, is there anything other than discussion on it that we need to do today? Any action items or just be
Nothing
aware of it?
Nothing action items. The only thing that we really bring up the absentee record is because there is something in the charter that I had printed just saying that you shouldn't be missing three consecutive meetings, you should be under 40% over the year of the absentee. So that's why I give you a total sheet of everybody who's over 40.
Yep.
And sometimes there's a discussion of there might be one of you that reaches out or to maybe the chair and says, can you find out why is Sue Smith absent so much? Or maybe we should consider, you know, do you really want to be on this board? Maybe you need to step down so we can have somebody who could be more active to fill that vacancy.
Right.
So it's just you usually looking that over, kind of looking at, oh, how high, maybe making a you know, reach out to one of, like I said, the chair, just to see what's going on or why they're being absent, and then make a decision, because the board does have the authority to remove someone if they meet those over 40 and 3 consecutive missed meetings.
Yep.
So that's all you're really going over, is just the totals and who's over 40%. Usually.
Bill had
so,
been
for instance, Canton Center Historic District Commission, Zach Neville is a member, a new member. We just put him on in the last few months. He's missed 4 meetings out of 4 meetings. And
sometimes you might reach out to the chair and they might say that, you know, they are an asset. It's just, unfortunately, they, for work, this is what happened, you know, and then sometimes they say that we really want to keep them on. Sometimes there might be other reasons, but.
So I'll reach out to Gina McGinnis, who's the chair.
Do we have a, Bill mentioned that Steve may have drafted a letter to do that outreach to the members themselves and say, are you still interested in being on the board? Do you know if we have that letter?
No, we were never given the letter. But I do know that he was working on it. Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if Bill had it, too, because I think he was going to send a bill to review. They were going to approve it and then make it a thing. But
yeah,
no,
it didn't seem like Bill had it.
Okay.
But I could draft a letter from us to the member or to the chairs and say, are you still interested? But maybe the right order of things is to reach out to the chair of the committee, see their take on it, and then if they have concerns about it, send a letter to the member asking if they want to be on the board.
Yeah, or you know, have the chair do that.
Yeah, yep. And we can provide a template letter, perhaps.
Sure.
So I can take on drafting a template letter for us to review at our next meeting.
Okay.
Especially if you are able to reach out to chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
So good time to talk about our feelings about volunteers like this.
Yeah.
Anybody who volunteers for a town commission deserves some consideration for what they're offering to do.
Yeah.
And any kind of checking on them, try to find out what's going on, needs to be done in a considerate way.
Yeah.
We're not going to, and I would say this at a Board of Selectmen's meeting, I remember I was on the Charter Review Commission, and, you know, that 40% number is flexible. It's, you know, it's there, but chair comes back and says, yeah, he's been struggling, and, you know, I don't know if he's going to make many more meetings, but give him some space.
Yeah.
I'm willing to do that.
Absolutely.
Because these people are, you know, this is not for money.
Right.
And they're serving their town, so.
Yeah.
On the other hand, we got to have people who are there at the meetings.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a balance.
So,
but I would almost rather, depending on the situation, and I think it's right for us to get details, I would rather have an absentee number than a higher vacancy number to fill the roles, depending on what the commission is and how many vacancies there already are. We want to make sure that we have commissions that have people on them.
Yeah.
And ideally that attend, so.
And there are some commissions that are, I wouldn't say more important, but, you know, more consequential.
Yes.
Like planning and zoning.
Right, right.
And so, you know, if we if we have vacancies on planning and zoning, we got to take care of it.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm thinking the Zoning Board of Appeals, it was one day absent out of one meeting. So some of them also are not having the same number of meetings as others. So
yeah.
It's 100%, but it's not. It's one out of one, not eight out of eight.
Right.
I am concerned about the Commission on Aging Secretary having a 100% absentee.
I noticed that too.
We need a, whether she stays on the commission or not, we should have a secretary that is present.
Yeah, and there's no chair.
Right. So there's a void of leadership on that commission. See, who are the members of that right now?
I know Mary Brevolari.
Yep.
I'm going to reach out to her.
Okay.
And find out.
Because right now we have four members who are under the 40%. Out of nine, because we have four vacancies.
On Commission on Aging?
Yeah. So we have four vacancies.
So I've only got, okay, I do. I have four.
So four vacancies plus Beth's 100% absentee, which I would call a form of vacancy.
Well,
so we only have four out of nine.
That's a big problem.
Yeah.
So that means we have no minutes from the Commission on Aging, correct?
I'm sure someone else is doing it. I don't know. I can check that.
What happens when the commission has minutes? Do they keep them themselves? Is there a place where the minutes are cataloged for the
website?
Townspeople?
Yeah, on the website. Yes.
Do you put those on?
We file them with the town clerk, and then we'll post it to the website. So I do for some of them, not all. But things like this, when I'm updating the absenteeism record, I will make sure that the minutes are there so I can see who was there and who was missing. So in this case, I would say somebody at least is doing it. I'm just not sure if there was a name on it or who. But I believe they're getting done.
So that's a little bit of a curiosity then.
By who?
Beth Wright's the secretary, but she hasn't been there for the last eight meetings.
Right.
So somebody's filing minutes?
Yeah.
Yes.
On her behalf, yes.
They are.
Yes, because I do check for them.
Okay, the Conservation Commission, William Spatcher, 5 out of 12. That makes me less concerned. And the Conservation Commission has no vacancies and has a good, members have a good attendance rate. Seems like that one is a very active commission. I wonder if it's for commissions that there are no vacancies and good attendance rates. I'm wondering why they're successful versus ones that seem to not be, like the Commission on Aging. Is it
why they're successful in maintaining a roster and getting people to come to meetings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the timing of the meetings? Is it the content? It might be.
You know, sometimes I was the chair of the Canton Center Historic District Commission for 20 years, and I mean, all chair people don't work like this, but I would actively go out and recruit people to, yeah. Matter of fact, the Kent Senatorial District Commission was, they were woefully underserved at one point.
Mm-hmm.
They had like 2 or 3 members.
Wow.
Not even enough for a quorum.
Wow.
And so I went around and chased down 4 or 5 new members and brought it back up to snuff.
Wow.
And I think, you know, some chairmen do that.
Yeah.
And they also create relationships between them and the members so that, you know, they might call them and say, you know, we've got a meeting coming up.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's good practice.
Yeah.
I don't know if... Kevin Irwin is doing anything like that, but for some reason they've got a good record here.
Yeah. Long term for this committee, maybe it also makes sense. I think getting a hold both on reaching out to the chairs to see, to check on individual members, but also to ask what's working well, what isn't working, for the ones that are successful, what do you think is making it successful to the chairs and the members, and then for the ones that aren't, what problems are you facing? Because we'll have a hard time filling vacancies if we don't know what is keeping folks from being interested or staying on the board or showing up.
And we do have a, I don't know if it's a formal policy or not, that I guess it is, that when it's time for a renewal or mm-hmm. review, mm-hmm. that the chairman will reach out to the member
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and the chairman will have to give us a little write-up. Even mm-hmm. if it's just a couple lines.
Yeah.
To say, yeah, this person's, you know, a good member, whatever.
Yeah.
Rather than just going blind and say, well, we'll just renew this person because
right.
nobody else.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right. Okay.
So that's a good idea.
Yeah.
You can split these up if you want.
Yeah.
Call some chairman and I'll do the same.
Great.
Introduce ourselves, basically.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I think that's great.
Make a connection, build a bridge.
Yeah. So
I'll do Gina McGinnis for Kent Center Historic District Commission.
Okay.
And I'll call Mary Brevolari on the Commission on Aging.
Okay.
And find out what's going on there.
Great. What do you think? I would be happy to take on Conservation Commission and okay. Economic Development.
Okay. I don't know Matt Dingy for Economic Development.
Me neither. I can't wait to meet him.
Bob Bessel's a long-standing member of that committee.
Yes.
And former first selectman. Now he's back on as an alternate.
Yes, he is very passionate about EDA.
He sure is. He sure is. He's a great addition to our town.
Yeah.
Not that we get to screen people, you know, when they're going to be coming to live here.
right.
A little bit of roulette.
Yeah. Okay.
So you're going to call for a conservation and...
Economic development. Yep. And then...
Energy.
Should we focus first on the boards with absenteeism over 40, and then expand our... calls after that?
We can.
Pace ourselves?
Good idea. So we'll let the Energy Committee go.
Yeah, and I think Parks and Rec and Planning and Zoning. So we have Capri, Kurtz on Parks and Rec and Planning and Zoning. Thomas Boston as an alternate.
On Parks and Rec?
Mm-hmm. Or no, Planning and Zoning. Capri on Parks and Rec.
So nobody's labeled as the chair for Planning and Zoning, but I'm pretty sure it's Michael Vogel.
Yes.
I'll call him.
Great.
You want to call somebody for...
Parks and Rec?
Parks and Rec.
You bet.
Corey Cottingham?
Yep.
She's pleasant.
Great. Do you have phone numbers for
these
folks that you can send me?
Yes.
Me too?
Yes.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
A little directory. For WPCA, Russell Bush has a 50% absentee, but I know he was just elected to...
Board of Ed.
Board of Ed, right?
Yeah.
So will he stay on WPCA, I wonder?
I don't know what the charter says about that, if you can be on more than one. Do you know?
I know the Board of Finance. I'm not sure about the Board of Ed. I will have to look at that. I don't remember.
But it looks like WPCA has a pretty good attendance rate. Only one vacancy.
Yep.
Okay. So I think before we do a call to WPCA on Russell, we should find
Double
out.
Check. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, great.
And I know Art Major went to law school with his wife.
Oh.
And I see him at church. So I might just ask him what's
Perfect.
Going on with Russell Bush.
All right. Right.
He just retired from the state too. He was in the same department that Dick Farlow was in, water.
Wow.
Or, I don't know what the department's called, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, as chairman of WPCA, he's a great guy for that position.
Perfectly fit, yeah. All right, then we have the Youth Services Bureau.
Yeah.
Which is a much talked about bureau in town. And we don't have an answer. Lori is still the chair, has not submitted a letter, but had vocally resigned.
Right.
So I don't think it makes sense for us to do outreach on that until we figure out a bigger picture on what the next steps for the Bureau is. I think
they've been asked to come to our next selectmen's meeting.
Yeah, next month, right? Not this upcoming. We have a meeting next week, and I think they're coming in January.
Okay.
So I added a few questions that I think we need immediate answers to. But it sounds like there's intention to fold it under Parks and Rec / Social Services. So
I remember that. Yes, right.
So I think that will be part of the discussion.
There's a subcommittee of Parks and Rec. can't remember the name of it. Seniors and... What's the subcommittee of Parks and Rec? Something in seniors?
Not that I'm aware of.
Or the new...
Are you saying like
the
new
merger of the social services plus Parks and Rec after the senior meals situation?
Well, I didn't know if Youth Services Bureau was going to go with the Parks and Rec or with the Social Services, I guess is the name of it.
Yeah, and I think Social Services and Parks and Rec have merged. Or are merging, and we don't have a new name for them.
Okay.
And then, so then YSB would be under that combo. So pretty much everything is coming under Parks and Rec as it stands now.
Yeah.
So I think we should have that discussion at the Board of Selectmen meeting in January before...
Which one? About social services?
About YSB, about Youth Services Bureau.
Okay. Have we already talked about social services coming under Parks and Rec?
That was voted on early November, I want to say. Was that?
When it was discussed, I know. Thinking.
Like, which
end
meeting?
End of October,
was it?
November, yes.
I don't know if it was a vote or if it was.
If it was formally done or just discussed.
And I don't know that a vote is required to do it. I think the CAO has the ability to do those without Board of Selectmen consent.
Yeah, but he shouldn't.
Well, that is a good conversation for us to have at the January meeting, I think. Or the next one, to get
Mark,
an update
is Mark
on it.
Mark here this morning?
Yes.
Let's try. We can both try to catch up with him.
All right.
After the meeting and see where we are with that.
All right. Sounds good.
Because Youth Services Bureau is a big problem, because they get money from the state and they don't use it.
Right.
You know?
And, right.
And there's plenty of need.
Right.
You know, so kids that are dropping through the cracks and...
Yeah. Yep. It's an important part.
That not an organization like this. One of the things that Youth Services does is maintain the CAVE, which is it actually started as a process with Collinsville Congregational Church.
Yeah.
And they had this place called the CAVE.
Right.
Kids would come there once a week. There were programs that the church put on.
Yeah.
And, you know, gave kids some structure if they were wandering a little too far afield.
Right.
And so the CAVE still exists.
Well, doesn't. Because the basement, my understanding is the basement flooded. And it was not rehabbed. So there was a lot of mold. The furniture hadn't been taken out.
Oh.
So I don't think that the CAVE has been in use since before COVID.
Oh, okay.
So
Where is it now? In the church still?
There is no CAVE.
Oh, but some basement flooded. Where was it?
At the church.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think I had emailed asking about the status of it and if we should keep it, if we should reignite the CAVE. But Claire, who attends the Youth Services mm-hmm. Bureau meetings, said she thought it was time to sunset. So there are about two or three staff members to attend with about 10 kids. But I think it is worth getting information. I think we need an updated needs assessment done by Board of Ed for what the youth in town are needing and what the problem areas are. and then make sure that Youth Services Bureau actions are solving those problems and that the money is going to areas of need. Because the last needs assessment was done in 2021, to my understanding. Mm-hmm. And so much has changed since 2021. Mm-hmm. It's a whole new world.
So this is something Board of Ed has done before?
A needs assessment, yep. And I don't think that they did, a survey with the high school students. I don't think YSB needs to do one. I think it can be done with through Board of Ed. But I almost wonder if, I don't know if there's a cost to it, but if we have YSB dollars, I would like to know what the problem areas for youth in town are today. With social media being a whole new world, and I think we need to get them outside and off their phones, and how do we best do that and go from there.
So we haven't talked about any of that at Board of Selectmen.
Not yet. I'm very excited to.
Yeah. Let's make sure that that gets on the agenda.
Yes. Yep.
What do we need to do to make sure that gets on the agenda? Talk to Mark? Just talk to you?
It is me.
Yes, it is on my notes to bring up in January. Yes. And put it on the agenda.
Because of our discussion just now, or because...
It was previously asked to be put on the agenda in January, yes.
Okay.
Great.
Yeah.
So we will...
So you can take the lead on that because there's... Obviously, you've got great information and ideas about what needs to happen.
Oh, yeah. Social work plus youth civic education merges to a big amount of passion for meeting the needs of students.
You know, it's a no man's land between '16 and '21,
yeah,
at least.
Right.
It's just, you know, kids can slip away quite easily.
Yeah.
And you know, after all that we do for kids, even K-3 and informal schooling, you know, you gotta keep the ball rolling.
Yeah. They're learning something new every day, just like a baby. Right? There's the world is still brand new and they're learning so much. We need to make sure it's good stuff that's getting in there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So we'll wait on any outreach to YSB members about absenteeism until we have those conversations.
Plan.
Okay. All right. And then we have, the last is Zoning Board of Appeals. And this is a 100%, but missing one out of one. So I don't have a big concern about it.
I know Steve. He, you know, if he's on a committee, he's involved with the Land Conservation Trust.
Yeah.
And... So he knows the ropes about groups like this.
Great.
I'm sure he has a good excuse. You don't even need to check.
Yeah. Okay.
But the Zoning Board of Appeals, I mean, they... There's Zoning Board of Appeals and then there's Assessment Appeals. Right?
Board of Assessment Appeals, yes.
Board of Assessment Appeals. Mm-hmm. So Board of Assessment Appeals has to do with the value of your property. If you think there's... We just appointed somebody to that, right?
Yes, because that's an elected position.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yep.
That's not an appointment position.
No, those are elected.
But Zoning Board of Appeals... You know, it's a little bit rogue because, you know, you're on the Zoning Board of Appeals and somebody comes to you, some landowner comes and says, you know what, I have got to have X on my property, or We need to expand our septic system, and there's no space for it within the setbacks, front, back, side to side. Zoning Board of Appeals can say, hardship, go do it.
Yep.
And, you know, kind of, it's a flyby over all the regulations.
Right, right.
So these guys, and we just put Susan Vincent on it, right?
I'm not seeing her listed.
Zoning Board of Appeals?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's right there next to Steve Philbrick.
Huh, okay. But she's not listed on the roster.
Okay. Make sure that we check the roster.
Awesome.
Percy Vincent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have her.
Okay.
She was there. My bad.
Just want to make sure.
I saw Vincent was under three vacants, so I read it as vacant.
Okay.
So it goes. Not
good
enough coffee
check.
Yet today.
No, it's good.
Okay.
Three vacancies on that.
Yeah. Okay, so...
Maybe you want me to call? I think that's worth a call.
Okay.
Do you want to call or I'll call?
You can take it.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll call Conservation, Economic Development, and Parks and Rec. Call chairs. Okay, and then we have the vacancies. So,
We put Max Klinker on Board of Ethics. So now we're down to one vacancy.
That, I believe, includes Max should already be on the roster.
Right, so if it says vacancy Board of Ethics, then it's just
then there would that be, yep, whatever's on there, yes.
Yep. Yes, he is on
the roster.
The roster. So the Commission on Aging.
He's doing this for credit. He's in school now.
Oh, I remember him being.
Yeah.
Of course, that was awesome.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He was so energetic about it. I was so excited.
He called me. And I had him as a second grader, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So he called me and said, thinking about doing this. And so we met for an hour up at the library.
Yeah.
To see where he might want to fit in.
Yeah.
And he picked Board of Ethics because, you know, that's the kind of mind he has.
Yeah.
He wants everything to be done properly. But there's a question about whether or not he'll get any credit for doing it because they don't meet enough.
They don't meet a lot.
But it's good to have him there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Board of Appeals, one vacancy.
Commission
on Aging.
Priority should be Commission on Aging and
yeah.
Zoning Board of
Did
Appeals.
Are you calling or am I calling somebody? Commission on Aging?
I think you were going to
yes.
call. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You were going to call Mary.
Yes, right.
Yeah, right.
There it is, yep.
Yeah. And then we just filled one of those vacancies, suggested.
Yes, recommended.
We recommended. I'm catching up.
Dick Barlow.
Yes.
Yep.
So we'll still have three, which is...
He'll provide some energy to that.
Yeah. But one vacancy expires on January 1st. The term. So we would be resetting anyway.
Yes, we do that.
Okay.
We leave that just in case there's that time to fill, and then we would reappoint, or we could extend it at that time. The Board of Selectmen's done that a couple times, but we just leave that on there, and then increase.
So are we?
What would we do instead?
For
a term that expires.
So say Dick Barlow came in and it's December and he gets appointed and it expires in January. You can say instead of expiring in January 2026, you can then give him the extra 4 years instead of having him be reappointed a month later.
So that's the routine, that you take the whichever space is going to renew most recently, that's the one you put him in.
Yes.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Just can extend.
Okie dokie. Okay.
Are you doing economic development?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, and Parks and Rec.
Okay, and how about energy? They've got 2 vacancies.
Right.
Bob Nam Noon is the, I'll call him.
Oh, great.
He's no longer.
Because he's Board of Finance now.
Yes, he had to resign because he couldn't be on the Board of Finance plus another board.
That's the wrinkle.
Yes.
That I remember. That.
Yes. Yeah. And I wasn't sure about Board of Ed, but I know Board of Finance, yes. That's why he had to resign. So he's no longer on the energy.
So is he one of these vacancies?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Well, he's been on. I remember him coming to Board of Selectmen's meeting with a couple other members of the Energy Committee.
Yep.
Very interested in that.
Yes.
I think I'll call him anyway.
Okay. Yeah. One of the things that I was wondering about for the Energy Committee was the solar project. And on the list of from the CAO report that we got at the last meeting, or 2 meetings ago, that there was a legal snafu. Like, our lawyers said that the agreement wasn't, we weren't able to come to agreeable terms, so we closed the project. And I know Bob was very frustrated with not getting details on what the legal
Bob Nam Noon
head-to-head was, and it didn't sound like there was a circle back to energy, and that I think that might have been under Skinner, but
okay.
I'm curious to get the info on why we couldn't move forward with solar, but you could probably get details from him. Yeah. It might come back up now that he's on Board of Finance and has.
So this was, I don't remember this.
Yeah.
This is one of my deficiencies. But there was supposed to be a project and it got canceled.
Yes, that's my understanding
of it. Because there wasn't enough money?
Not because of money, but because of contracts. There was a legal issue, but it is a vague legal issue, so we don't know what it was.
So that sounds like somebody decided to use that situation to slip out. Otherwise, they would have tried to remedy it.
That's a question people have. Yep.
Okay.
So just that might come up again. Or be a undermining of the work the Energy Committee is doing. That if they are making recommendations and proposals, and then the projects are canceled without closing the loop, might be demoralizing. So as we're thinking about it for appointments, what power does the committee have? No one wants to be on a committee that doesn't actually have any ability to get something done. So I'm curious his perspective on it from that angle.
Do you want to call him?
I think you should.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I won't remember all that stuff.
Well, that's all right.
He might remind me of it, though.
I think that's true. Anticipating that that might be true.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, wetland tree. Are you calling somebody about inland wetlands?
I think we were waiting to do that round of calls until after we do the absentee calls. Absentee. Inland wetlands. Yeah, I think that it makes sense for us to do calls to the committees with vacancies after we get some information on absenteeism. What do you think?
Absenteeism in general or?
The specific cases that we were going to ask the chairs about.
Okay, I think we kind of blew right by inland wetlands here.
Okay. Do we have any vacancies there?
Yes, one.
Or any absentees?
The vacancy also was Brian McCullough. I might be pronouncing it wrong. I apologize.
Yeah. Right.
But it's because he also went to the Board of Finance, so that's why he had to resign as well.
That
so that's
sense.
Where the vacancy came.
Okay. Okay.
So now we have two vacancies.
Right.
Eric Henry's the chair. Do you want to give him a call?
Sure.
Do you think that we'll need to have another meeting just to review all this information we're getting?
I would be happy to.
Rather than wait till our next scheduled meeting. Did Steve put together a list of meetings for 2026?
I printed a calendar. If you continue, I think it's
the last page.
Yeah, the last page.
So our next would be January 5th.
Well, maybe that's the way to do it. It'll be on the agenda for January 5th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that works. And these dates work fine for me.
The only problem with them is that these are all Mondays, right?
Mm. Yes.
So LaSalle's not open on Mondays.
No.
You're right. That is actually a thing. We could move them to Thursdays at this time. That would work fine for me as well.
Oh, too funny.
One of my weaknesses. What's with this Plainville Area Cable Television Advisory? Any idea? We have a spot. We have an available mm-hmm. chair on that. And
I can send you some information.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Is there a document that's a cheat sheet on what each of these committees is responsible for?
No. So what I tend to do when I send out the Q Notify, what I'll do is I'll link, if there's a vacancy, I'll attach... if you were to click on it, it'll bring it to the website
mm-hmm.
page. And within the website page, it'll give you the missions, the whatever it is that they're doing. So we don't have They're all listed in the website. We don't have like a little cheat sheet.
Okay.
But
I'm going to brainstorm some ways that, and maybe in the next meeting in January, we can, after we get this information, we can prioritize what commissions we need to fill the vacancies on most immediately. And maybe we could do an email. Hello.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Oh, where's the 9:30 elections?
Maybe Mark's office.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay.
And maybe we can do a Q-Notify email on just that, like, hey, we need folks on the Commission on Aging. Here's why it's important. Here's what you would do. Here's how you apply.
Okay.
Right in the email to try to
What does Q-Notify go to?
Everybody who signed up to receive emails. So anybody in town
list.
Or...
Hi! Hey, friends!
Hey!
They'll be inside... Yeah, you guys are going to meet inside Mark's office.
You?
Yes.
Good to see you. Good to see you.
Hi, my friend.
How are you? I've been well. How about you?
Good.
Good, good.
Good.
So, I actually have to do work.
Ah, rats.
Let's see, where were we?
Prioritizing certain vacancies, like we do now. Sometimes, if there's like the insurance, I'll explain what kind of criteria needs to be met, something like that. But we could do, specific ones we can send out. Then the Q-Notify goes out to anybody in town.
Do you know how many people get it?
I do not, but I can find out because it'll show when I do the Q-Notify. I can let you know, too, just to give you an idea.
Curious about it. Cool.
Definitely.
Back in the day, we had all these billboards around town. And if there was something, that the populace should know, it got tacked to the, like the one that's down
over here.
There was one up there, 179 and 44, and there was... couple others someplace else so that people could become aware, because back then you didn't have something like the internet to share the details.
Right. Okay. Bring back bulletin boards. We got to diversify our communication streams. Okay.
Good. Town meeting moderator. How many do we have?
Oh, good question.
Is it in here?
Yes, the roster. The full roster will show.
There's three. So there's Nicolette, Marianne Burbank, and Melissa Ziss. So we have one vacancy.
So we have room for one more.
One more.
Yep.
Correct.
But we're not like we're... Nick usually does most of them anyway. He kind of likes it,
Yeah.
Okay. Not a big deal.
Yep.
All right.
We're already calling WPCA, right?
Yes.
We're holding on youth services. Yeah. And then you're calling Michael Vogel for Zoning Board of Appeals. No.
Parks for...
Yes, planning. He's calling Commission on Aging,
right.
Planning and Zoning,
planning
WPCA.
And zoning for Michael Vogel.
Yes.
Yes.
I wrote Parks and Rec. Why did I do that?
Oh no.
Did one of us say we were going to call
Sarah.
Parks and Rec?
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. I think we did that. I think we got through that list.
We did get through the list. You started to look over the calendar. I just wasn't sure if you guys, if those dates, if you were going to make a motion to vote, or if you want to change any of those dates or times.
I think it's good. What do you think?
I think it's great.
And that works for you.
Mondays are fine. Yeah, 8:30 is a good time for me. So.
Okay.
I make a motion to approve the 2026 meeting dates.
Second.
We're getting good at this. Okay.
Any other business to come before this committee?
No.
Okay, we're done.
Adjourned. 9:37.